It's early. 8:08 a.m. And I still overslept. I wanted to be up at like 7:30. Didn't happen. Fuck. Anyway, everything's cool. I have to drive to Rochester. Hey, if you're around Rochester, get on over there to Comedy at Carlson. And, and if they this is, you can get tickets for my Montreal show, the TV one. If you're a Canadian, or if you're not, but, you know, this is really for Canadians. July 25th, 7 p.m. should be, at Club Soda. A bunch of funny comedians on there. Should be fun. Alright, enough of my promotion. But that, I'm gonna stop telling people to not listen. I tell people to not listen to the show, but hey, most people listen. There was like a surge. There was like a bunch of people listening. No, I mean not like a million people, but you know, a lot more. Numbers increased significantly, and that surpassed that. That stopped. That stopped, and then we're back to normal. Still more than was before, but I don't know what happened with that. Man, I'm too tired to think. So let's just do some news, and this is going to be a short one. Let's look for happy news, and then we'll just, you know, we'll all go on with our day. Comcast says net neutrality supporters create hysteria. It couldn't be that Comcast is a bullshit fucking thing. I mean, if you can't trust the cable companies, who can you trust? They've never done anything fucked up. They're not shitty. I'm being sarcastic. They're total shit. Maybe like somebody from Comcast was listening. Said, you see? Chris Laker gets it. No, I don't. Fuck you. Time Warner, double fuck you, because I never had Comcast. But I know they suck just from, because they're just like Time Warner, and they wanted to merge. Then Time Warner's like, oh no, we're Spectrum now? Fuck you. Sorry to be so harsh. I said I was looking for good news, but that was the first story that came up. An Alabama court rules a 12-year-old impregnated by a relative can have an abortion. Okay. Well, is that the only case? I don't. Can't anybody get one? They're legal. I mean, maybe if you're 12, you're not allowed to get one. I think if you're 12, you should be allowed to get one no matter what. You're fucking 12. That's, I guess, yeah, 12. Have the kid. Come on. Grow up already. And if you're having a relative's kid, you know, you have a lot of family around to help care for it. Own up to your responsibilities. Parental consent. How does 12-year-old get to go to court without her sneaking out of her house, not telling her parents, okay, I'm going to play, and then went to court? Man, these parents really don't have their eye on the ball. The daughter has got settled a court case and was also apparently sexually assaulted by a family member. But yeah, of course, what do parents have to get involved? What do you think, mom and dad, about your 12-year-old daughter having this baby? Will you make this life decision for her? I'm glad I don't have a. I have to do whatever. My mind is not sharp this morning. I apologize. Long time voice of Kermit the Frog fired, said he is devastated. I tell you, I don't think they ever found a really good Kermit. And all those, I feel like if you go back and watch original, you know, there's the original Muppet movie. Original, it's a good movie. Those original movies with Jim Henson, that's Kermit, that's the Kermit voice. And then the other one, I don't know, but I guess, why did this guy get fired? I don't know. That last Muppet movie was good, right? That's what people tell me. Yeah. Henson died in 1990. I don't know. So they're not saying. It was 27 years, Kermit. Devastated to have failed. Muppets founder. He just wasn't getting it done. Gotta watch out. Even if you're a Muppet, there's a younger guy coming up, looking to be Grover. Well, what do you do after that? I mean, 27 years being Kermit, you're rich after that, right? Because what do you... I guess you do voiceover stuff. But everybody's just like, he's Kermit. And now they got a new Kermit. You're just done. That's a bummer. I guess you could start your own thing. Start your own thing, old Kermit. Start a new puppet show and call it the Nuppets. All they did was change one letter, what, from puppet to Muppet. I don't even know what Muppet, you know, and it's like all of a sudden that's a thing. I would imagine all the puppeteers when Jim Henson started them, I was like, what? He's like, no, these are Muppets. Fuck you, dude, we're all doing the same shit. It's a puppet. No, it's a Muppet. The fuck, this dude's a dick. And then it catches on and you gotta start saying Muppet, even though you thought you never would have to. It's like, who's gonna say Muppet? That's stupid. But it caught on, dude. So you can start your the Luppets, whatever, just change the first letter. Zuppets. That didn't sound bad. And he'd be like, this is, you just have another thing, you know, I don't know what's close to a frog. Maybe some kind of newt. This is the fucking Nermit, the newt. I'd check it out. I'd check out a spitefully created puppet show. Let's see. Let's do one more story and we're done, man. I'm sorry. I know this isn't great, but I have to get ready to go and shit. Teen arrest. I don't want an arrested. I want a fun story. the news is always, there should just be like a, maybe there is a, there must be a, maybe there's a website that's already like oh shit, SoundCloud only has enough money to last another 50 days. I better get all my shit off SoundCloud. I thought SoundCloud was doing good. So much shit on there. I'm getting fucked. Streaming platform denies the poor TechCrunch after laying off 40% of its staff last week. Man, what are we all gonna do without SoundCloud? Well, after I gotta like switch over to like another like thing. Well, this is just for me. Maybe you have a podcast on SoundCloud as well, but I get this account for free. So that's a bummer. I have to switch all my shit over and have to pay for something. I could figure out a way to do this show for free. Whatever. I have 50 days apparently to figure it out. Alright, listen, I gotta go. Now I have another thing to do. Research this SoundCloud business. But this should still keep going without a problem. I have to do it. So I'll keep you updated. I'll probably switch it over the next like week or something, and then just say, hey, it's here now. I know a bunch of people listen on SoundCloud. Fuck me. Alright, I'll see you motherfuckers tomorrow. I'll be in Rochester. And then, yeah, that's it. We love you.